here.
The release area.
Trying to figure out if they're... Oh, no, they're still doing...
Reverse to that, right?
Nope, they're still on to something.
So,
not part of... they do have an area where you can manually assign an IP. Whoop. And you go in there and you find the device, and I'm not completely comfortable that everything is showing up with reasonably in that list, but you find your device in there and you click on it, and then you say, okay, assign it this, manually assign it this IP. And you would expect it's done at that point. But yet, I can reboot the thing over and over and over again, and it keeps coming up and going to that one that it got assigned to DHCP. You know, and it's like, and I've unplugged the devices, I've waited, you know, I've set the lease renewal times, you know, really low to make sure that they, you know, it dumps them and, you know, and has it request a new lease, and then when it's not there, you know, it gets the assignment. I've tried everything I can think of, and I just cannot get some of the things to drop the IPs they were assigned when they initially hit the network. Even though I've properly got them identified and I've assigned them a manual IP, they still insist on taking the one that, you know, now if I go to the device and set it there, it'll do whatever I tell it to do, right? But I don't feel like doing that, you know, because now I got to go traipsing around the house and I don't remember how to log into this. I can't figure out how to log into that. How did I do it on that device? How did I do it on this device? You know, it's like, and I manage all mine. I want all my video cameras in this block. I want all this and there and all that stuff. You know, I'm just a pretty OCD when it comes to my IP addresses. And, you know, so that's why I'm doing this. But, yeah, like I said, with the Microtik and the Netgear before that, it was very, very, you know, there it is. Sign it what I want, done.